Ireland, it's October 26, 2010. Dave, is that you?
Yes, sir, it is. This is the second time I called, and there was no music in the background. Apparently there's somebody there not answering.
Oh, or it could have been a jackass with waves at the...
No, that could be.
It seems to... I've had that happen to me, too.
Really? Oh, it's the first time I...
How's it going, Dave?
I'm sorry,
Miss,
but I fell asleep.
Well, good. You got some sleep, huh?
Chief.
Hey, it's Dave and Shiloh, man.
Hello? Just to let you know, I have a, two MRIs coming up tomorrow.
Yeah?
Oh, Thursday, for my knees. Again. Doctor that saw the x-rays says I have more meat there than most people. Sure ain't helping with the pain, though. But anyway. Went to the doctor's yesterday, got some sleeping pills and some other medications. I'm back on heart medicine. Back on, tummy acid shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it for now. Sure.
Well, I hope they find something that can get rid of some of that misery for you.
I appreciate that.
That would help, wouldn't it?
It sure would. It's only like the fifth or eighth time that I had MRIs done.
Yeah, I can never quite get a handle on why they need so goddamn many. End to end.
I had one done with my back and both my knees at the first of the year, somewhere around there. Somewhere between this hospital and that hospital.
This being solid.
But
the teeth.
But then you should be a happy man.
Why am I a happy man?
The game location is all about voting fraud. Voting fraud.
All right. Somebody up there likes me.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that, boy. I thought you up a better one, though, Kitty. There ain't no I and T. Try to spell brigade without one, Miss Brigade Commander.
All right.
Not bad.
Okay.
The last bunch
where you're going here,
Florida. C-R-O-O-P-S. S-C-O-R-T, you say? I'm not
listing. Yeah. Listing whiskey, too.
Well, down in Mexico, and I used to be the master whatever for Vandor Music Group. NASA rep, I think, was the official title, though I don't think I ever did a single contractor for it. But, down there, bilingual means two tongues, and the question is that two boyfriends or two girlfriends?
Oh, big.
Yeah.
Well,
I
don't
know. I don't know if you've seen some of the, really crazy things some people are now doing, is like, you know, splitting their tongue in two.
I've seen that, Pete. They're trying to look like snakes. And tattooed with scales all over themselves?
Well, I've seen some pictures of folks just doing the own thing. Now, maybe they get scales later or something, but it's like, oh my God, well, there's your two tons right there.
News to me, I thought it was just a tongue piercing was as far as they progressed.
Oh, they're splitting the news out of another. The out when I just wanted to do is tongue slitting.
Yeah, they cut
it under
tongue into, it's about a 2-inch long split, too, so you really end up with a forked tongue.
That ought to work out in the script of a few old westerns, shouldn't it, Carol?
It should.
Why don't you speak with forked
tongue? I just don't know anybody with any goddamn brains that would do that.
Well, there's the kicker right there.
I've seen what he's talking about. That's a big rage.
To me. I'm fighting a 13-year-old who's intentionally flunking tests because he gets to take over. I've gone through about 6 months of this, and right now I'm in the process of emptying his room. He's going to have his school books, his clothing, and his pillow, and his sleeping bag, and the rest of his room is leaving.
Your granddad
should have shut down 4 months ago. He's right, I should have. I got a rebellious SOB like you've never seen.
How old is he?
13, going on 50.
Oh, geez. Good luck.
Yeah, I will.
Bobby, have you taught Benny that trick of slamming through the AED? He'll pick up the essence and the standards and means. Just visualize it going all the way through from cover to cover.
Sounds fun.
It's fun to try. Shit, it takes 2 minutes.
Can you transition and heal thyself that way too? Can you slam yourself into the AED?
Oh, sure.
Huh?
Or you just grab and hit yourself over the head with it.
That works too.
The way grandma used to hit you over the head with the Bible.
My grandma wouldn't come near me with the Bible.
Yeah.
Rosie then. Rosie! Yeah, bye.
I've got to take 4 minutes so I can check on the prodigal.
Okay, now I know Raphael is showing off.
Wow.
I got
got another sort of a handprint. I got a call today from a friend. This is back in last year's blast. She said that one of her cousins got the H1N1 vaccine and got paralyzed and died.
Whoa.
We didn't hear about that in the news. No. I heard about 1 year in the news, but evidently there's a lot of people, there's a lot of them that died from that H1N1.
I just refused it about 3 weeks ago at the VA, and boy, they gave me all kinds of pressure to take that shot. I said, oh, not for the doctors themselves will take it. That stopped that conversation.
Yep. Line up the medics from the hospital here, and I'll get right in line. I have the same thing.
Yeah, well, that was a good one, Danny. Rosie, there's your out right there. When they start forcing it on the healthcare workers, I say, I want to see the doctors take it. They can take it in front of me.
Well, I'm not going to take it if any doctor's stupid enough to take it.
Well, see, they did another one do it this year. This year they hid it inside the regular flu vaccine.
They did that last year, too.
Yeah.
I had to kill them, and I looked on the regular flu vaccine, and it was H1N1, and I brought it to their attention, and they didn't make me get them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes. Dipsy, hey. I'm here. Sounds like we're getting a crowd.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to ask if it was in the regular, because I read the box.
Well, after the election is over, we get our results. That's another one of the things on our list to start that again, because here they go again. Trying to put that shit out, along with the price of gasoline. Oh, hell no. So everybody make a list. We've got shit piling up, but until after the election. And okay. I've got relative to tonight that I'm hoping to impart to everybody to up the level of pissed-offedness, if that's the word. I'm looking to stir up righteous anger now. We're going to hit them with fear and impunity, because this is absolute condensed owl shit, and they're not going to get away with it. Obama.
We've got our anger thing making headlines. They were talking tonight about the liberals calling it concern, but the Tea Party is angry. Go ahead, Kitty.
Well, I heard, does everybody know who Univision is? Univision, Mexican radio and TV?
Yeah.
Okay. Obama went on Peeling. I don't know if you know who that is. That's a DJ, a syndicated DJ that has the morning drive time. Peeling in the morning. And every Mexican from south of Brazil all the way to the Arctic Circle listens to it. And most of them have bumper stickers on their car. Well, Obama did an interview with Peeling. And he said to the Mexican people in the United States, you need to get out and vote this Tuesday in order, because your friends will remember you, and if you get out and vote, you can punish your enemies, punish our enemies. So, ergo, vote Democrat, and we will give you the keys to the kingdom. Vote Republican if you don't vote, a no vote is a vote for the Republican, ergo your enemies will move in and take over. Now, that hit every Mexican ear that has the radio on, in every lowrider, in every pickup truck, from the Canadian border to the south of Texas. So what I want to do is by virtue absolutely overwhelm them. We can just absolutely overwhelm anything that Obama said, overwhelm the entire Mexican voter spectrum, and out of this invocation that we're going to do tonight, make sure that you picture the Mexican voters that see demons in the Democrats. Well, we got now invested in manifest that they see only demons among themselves. I want the Mexicans that intend to vote Democrat because they're told that the Democrats are their friends to see demons and to know in their very blood and in the bottom of their bones that that Obama is their enemy. Vote against your enemy, punish your enemy. Let them know that Obama and the Democrats are their enemy. If they intend to vote at all, then they're going to vote against their enemy, Obama and Democrats. So most of this invocation is in point blank and point glass. The little single sentence is about the fraud, but we've got the paragraphs above it where we call the wins. Make sure that you include every Mexican who heard that broadcast this morning on PLN. Understand that Obama is the enemy, demonic enemy. If they want to punish anybody, then punish Obama. Okay, that's all I have to say. And if you're not mad about that, then I don't know how the game can change.
Yeah, put a line in the invocations when you get down to them that Obama is the demonic enemy, just like you phrased it. That's all you have to do.
Okay. All right.
Put it in there. It'll take care of us with everything else in the new one.
Okay. Here it down, invested and manifest in all Democrats and socialists and Obama and Barack Hussein Obama that they see only demons?
No. Right in between that sentence and another one. Just put it in as its own line.
Okay. All right, well, I'll make it up as when I come to it. And
yep.
If I just hold the energy and throw it in, I'm mad.
Or put it first when you get down to it. Just make your little note.
Right where it goes. Right after the... After the last calling of the winds, there's three paragraphs where you call the winds.
Yep.
And then it goes into the single sentence line.
Right.
The first single sentence line, and it's a very nice little segue.
All right. Well, I will let you get on with that. I'm going to go mute. You may fire when ready.
Okay. Everybody ready?
I'm ready. I've got a family thing to do.
All right, Jenny, thanks. Okay, Jenny. For formality's sake, all guests, please remain in attendance and join us when you can. Intruders and one world government monitors, beware. Your eternal soul is hereby condemned and without appeal, except to the Supreme Lord of all High Lords. Yeshama Deliah on our authority. Assume they are Umunga. All energy hears us. Break. Materials make a body of light. When it charges with the flames. On my command. Athor. Hasterah. Hasterah. You there? Hakana? Hakana? Now charge the body of life with the elements. Akasha. Air. Fire. Water. Earth. Materials now descend, pausing to take control of each plane's energy on my command. Asana. Akama. Idea. Hestera. Hestera. And Hathor. Okay, now send your body and light as an angel standing in the sun and charge it with all sun energies, burning off any remaining negatives. Make a full sun link and return and attach to your body of light. Now send your body of light to the center of the sun and with either hand squeeze a handful of black fire, taking as little as the hard clenched fist will contain. Okay, got a few molecules of black fire. Retain your grip on this black fire until you insert it. Blue sword manifestation. Alright, Acurians, link hands. Alright, Acurians, project a spirit manifestation or a belly ball. Disconnect it from you and fill it with the black fire. Load it up. See that belly ball? Glow radiation. Black fire. Now prepare to charge that belly ball with this invocation of testimony. Acurians, repeat with me. Fire of righteous powers and holy authority of my own I Am conscience, I, Catherine Ann Malone, a true and righteous daughter of Acuria, servant of Supreme Lord of all High Lords, El Hatu, Alana Asherai, he that is called by the name of the Most High, call forth and summon all the energies, forces, powers, authorities, frequencies, and momentum of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth in all creation, from all the holy realms of all the heavens, above all the earth, from all the realms of all the earth, and from all the depths beneath all the earth, and all eight divine winds thereof, here and now, come forth into my presence, do my bidding, and you shall deny me not. By our own righteous power and holy authority, we summon Archangel Raphael, the East Wind Epilotes, the Service Wind Era, Holy Bahaliel, and Holy Cherubotes. We summon Archangel Michael, the South Wind Note, the Service Wind Life, Holy Nathriel, and Holy Yahweh. We summon Archangel Gabriel, the West Wind Zephyros, the Servant Wind Skyron, Holy Aniel, and Holy Hamile. We summon Archangel Uriel, the North Wind Boreas, the Servant Wind Tycheus, Holy Belli, and Holy Thorlock. We summon Archangel Remiel, ruler of all the binding, in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth, Archangel Raphael, ruler of the loosening, in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. We summon Archangel Raphael, first guardian of all the holy anointed witnesses in their generations, communicator between the holy altar and the front of the covenant of the Most High, servant of the Most High Lord God of all creation, and the first I am. We summon Holy Ben Ned, guard of the main gates of the east wind, Cruel, guard of the main gates of the west wind, Duriel, guard of the main gates of the south wind, Albion, guard of the main gates of the north wind, Quoduca. By our own consciousness, we require all of you here and now to hear and immediately manifest in first our command. Enter into our spirit manifestations and separate them and yourself from us. Receive into the spirit manifestations all that we now command you. All blessings of the Most High be upon all true and righteous Assyrians. East wind Epilotes, east servant wind Europe, south wind Note, south servant wind Lype, west wind Sephiroth, west servant wind Skyron, north wind Boreas, north servant wind Pythias, and all essences of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth are here and now invested and manifest in all true and righteous Akurians. East wind Epilotes, east servant wind Era, south wind Note, south servant wind Lype, west wind Zephyros, west servant wind Skyron, north wind Boreas, north servant wind Tychius, and all essences of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth are here and now removed from all who intend to vote Democrat or Socialist, now and forever. East wind Epilotes, east servant wind Europe, south wind Note, south servant wind Lype, west wind Zephyros, west servant wind Skyron, north wind Boreas, north servant wind Tychius, and all essences of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth are here and now invested and manifest in all Democrats and Socialists that they see only demons among themselves. All Hispanic voters know and see Barack Hussein Obama is the enemy. Tea Party independent voters not fooled by fake constitutionalists nor vote fraud. United States citizens in enraged revolt against all Democrats, Socialists, and vote fraud. Money, media, and vote fraud not a determining factor in any 2020 in 2010 elections. True constitutionalists prevail in all 2010 elections. All political parties exposed for their demonism and vote fraud. All damnation of the Most High be upon all socialists. These I require of you here and now to cause to be immediately manifest in earth, and you shall deny us not. By order of the Supreme Lord of all high lords, El Aku, Elijah, Hazar, High, he that is called by the name of the Most High, Assyrian. Now, place your loaded manifestation in the very center of Omaha, Nebraska. Line them all up, right there in the very center. Okay, now we're going to expand it to 6,500 miles in diameter. But just start loading up with fire. Expanding the thing. Like a huge bubble. Everybody grab a corner and back up. That's going down into the ground and up into the sky. It's going to include all the water. It will include Canada, Cuba, Mexico, Northern South America, in order to get Alaska and Hawaii. Come on, fire! 6,500 mile diameter. Big son of a bitch. Alright? Got it all loaded? Study it for a minute. Look at everything going on in there. Got the archangels in there. Everybody's phone is lined up to be one big one. See, it already working. It's already working against the Hispanic voters. Barack Obama's the enemy. People are getting mad. Okay, curious. Ready? One, two, three, break. Okay. Now, prepare to recharge and clean your body of life. Up the plank. On my command, easy walk up. Hathor. Asherah. Hesterah. Idea. Hakarma. Hassana. Okay, look over there. We got tears. We got a B minus. Ready for the element? Akasha. Air. Fire. Water. Start your body of life. Okay, now begin. Hassana. Hakarma. Idea. Hesterah. Hathorah. Hathor. Insert the body of life into your physical body. Attach it. Hold up. Forward. Tesserata is now Busat. I have spoken before the Lord, and he has heard. That which the Lord hears must also be truth and righteous. All is of the Lord, and as inscribed, completed in the forever. Break. Blue sword, stand down.
Have to do everything they can to keep Walter Boxer in that Senate seat.
after all 18 years of Barbara Boxer, and you know, they pretty well got their claw in the kid. And Carly Fiorina is subject to cut that off. So, I'm looking for to do something about those goddamn Jews. So that just, it just felt wrong. Something stinks. It's just wrong.
I'll do a fly file on that and make sure.
Yeah, you'll find out. I think it might ought to be, if I could just get two or three women, maybe three or four just us women, to take care of that one. I've got kind of a devious little trick in mind, so, if we can get some women together, that we can fix it so that the men Jews have no, and Levites have no defense against it. If we let a man's entity in there, it won't work. As women, we're going to do it by women against the people who are attacking her. So just be Pastor Bobby finds out. If my suspicions are true, then I'm going to be, you know, calling on some of the girls to get us for a little tea party.
Yeah, so when you do, put it on a reader first. All of you call her up, reader. And if there's a demon around, you'll detect it. And I don't care what you do with him. As long as it's terrible enough.
Yeah, we'll give him back to Barbara Boxer. That's what we're doing. Can't even think of anything worse than that.
Yeah.
Give him back up in her pampers.
Sad news. One of our favorite authors, Zachariah Sitkin, who wrote the Earth Chronicles that we lean on so much, died the 9th of October. And I never got a word or hit, nothing about it. So I'm going to see
how
it is. Somebody found it, Lacon sent it on to us, and then Silent checked the wiki, and it's there.
About how old is he?
90, I think.
I'm surprised that that one man lived as long as they did.
They probably didn't have any choice. He made their job a hell of a lot easier for them by getting the information out about them. Sure made our job a hell of a lot easier, too.
It sure did.
He was a hell of a nice little guy. I met him a few years back. I don't know. Again, maybe. They came to one of these psychic fairs here in Santa Fe. He was one of the guests and the biggest draw of the pile. And after the thing was over, we got a chance to talk a few minutes, and he had to take off and go somewhere. And he changed clothes while he was gone, and his wife was with him, and she's a barracuda to protect him, and I can see why. And they came back to pick somebody else up, change clothes. You wouldn't be never known otherwise. That they had brought to the fair. I guess they were making travel arrangements or something. When they came back to pick him up, and I happened to spot it, who it was. And we stood and talked for, probably half an hour or more. And no one paying any attention to us at all. But he's a very nice, very down-to-earth gentleman. He's a real loss to us, believe me.
Did he know who he was talking to?
No. He knew the office, but I don't think he picked up who it was me. But he was so straightforward across the board. and give the goddamn the truth the truth, you know. I knew what the truth was, but he was one of about 200 at the time that could read uniform. And he reads it like you and I read English, you know. So I will go check on him too, see that he's all right. Shalom tried to pull him up, and she said she got the same sense of him as she did with Julia Caesar. Well, Julia Caesar doesn't want to be where he's at. Probably Sitkin doesn't either, because he had 20 places he wanted to go excavate. Thousands of things that he wanted to translate, so he's probably somewhere learning. It's like being forced to go to school or something.
Yeah, boring, sweet repose.
Yeah. But I'll just check on him. I'm sure he's all right. If there's been anything amiss, they would notify me, someone of his rank and station, if he was going sour. I would have known about it. We'd have had heads up for some time. But nothing of that nature. And clue for those of you that are trying to study this stuff, Google the names that we use, the winds and what have you. There's some information there, about half of which is accurate. But at least you'll get a heads up on it. But those winds and what have you have to obey us, because we're doing it right. There's a way to do it, and it'll work. There's a way you can just ramble on forever and not get a damn thing. And the best way to see to it never works for the individual yourself is to stick any part of crazy genius in it. I guarantee it won't work. So, if that's about it, that was a pretty quick session. We haven't been in the gates that been open an hour yet. That was a pretty good one. Good blast, too. Good energy on it. I will check out and talk to the rest of you when I get a chance.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, good night.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Thank you.